Looks like this is goodbye for a while. Seems I've forgotten a way to make you smile. Used to be so easy, just laughing all the time. Lately I'm learning love's just an old foolish rhyme. Now I understand what the old man used to say. Son, the one that you won't forget is the one that got away. Used to be so easy, didn't give a dime. Now I've learned to eat crow pie and say thank you, ma'am. They say there's other fish out in the sea, but I've lost a knack for hanging, so I'll just let them be. Said times are healing, but hear what I say, none so rare will ever compare to the one that got away. Dream too, and we're meeting on Astrobeam. If you're ever searching, you know I won't be hard to find. I'll meet you halfway, anywhere, anytime. If you're ever searching, you know I won't be hard to find. I'll meet you halfway, anywhere, anytime.
Of all the things that you keep near, take hold now of the one you have, 'cause the time will come a little too soon. Boys, the night will bury you, the moon will grow. Disappear without a fight. You won't give up until you lose. Boys, the night will bury you. Feel her breath upon your ear. The trouble now is not the truth.
so young and so fine, and seek not your fortune in the dark, dreary mine. It will form as a habit and seep in your soul, till the stream of your blood is as black as the coal. It's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew, where the danger is double and the pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. It's a many a man I've seen in my day who lives just to labor his whole life away, like a fiend with his dope and a drunkard his wine. A man will have lust for the lure of the mine. It's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew, where the danger is double and the pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. I hope when I'm gone and the ages shall roll, my body will blacken and turn into coal. Then I'll look from the door of my heavenly home and pity the miner a-digging my bones. It's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew, where the danger is double and the pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine.
It's called Dearest Forsaken, as soon as I can finish tuning. Okay.
The bottle drains no more. trust in the Savior. River may have me later. Sleep in my lost love for you, boy.
There we go. That's Iron and Wine. That's a live one, Dearest Forsaken. That's one of those MP3s you can outsource if you have the druthers and wherewithal. You know, I stayed up late. We were talking. I stayed up late and watched Carson Daly, which I have to laugh at. But he's actually matured. He's now 30 or something.
I don't even have a TV, so I don't know what that means.
And the reason I stayed up is because Iron and Wine played one song, one measly song in the half hour, but it was actually worth staying up till 1:30 just to see it. And
cool. But you got to see him live at the Laramie Lounge,
I just like the idea that they're actually national TV. It's kind of scary. It means the next time around, it won't be at the Laramie Lounge.
Well, it could probably hold people's attention at 1:30 in the morning when everyone's really tired.
Oh, come on. I like that stuff a lot.
I love Iron and Wine. It's just what blows me away is that so many like hip rock and roll show going folks are so deeply into these guys. It just shows that people maybe have an attention span and an appreciation of emotionally beautiful music.
Well, you know, Mojo Magazine, one of the ones I like to read, has a thing of what's your favorite Sunday morning record? And I got to say, I've been listening to this thing over and over. I wake up Sunday morning and listen to this in bed almost all the way through, and then I'm ready to face the day. So I don't know. It's got some stuff in there lyrically too, and I'm not one of those guys to actually listens to lyrics unless Bob Dylan writes them.
It's terrific and transcendental stuff, and everyone ought to have everything ever recorded by Iron and Wine.
Those words get in the way of the music. You know, I like that surf stuff.
Anyway. Yeah, I gotta take issue with you on that. I'm a lyric. I'm a lyric listener.
Like the BG said, it's only words. All right, we got one here. Yeah, that's four songs in a row, and for us on Route 78 West, that's actually a lot of songs without
us jabbering. Better make up for it by talking a lot, huh?
So we'll make you pay right now. But actually, out of those four songs, one of them was old and the other ones were recent. I dare you to call.
Let's see where the pleasures are few and the dangers are many.
As Dark as a Dungeon. That's another one off the Ted Dish. That was actually Grandpa Jones and his daughter coming from 1950. And
nice.
That's pretty cool actually to hear that. And started out that set with the one that got away, Nice Blue Mountain one. I don't know if I sold you or not, but
okay.
All right, we'll leave it
at
that.
They're okay.
And then followed up with all these were in D too, if you guys are following along with your guitar out there. Boys of the Night Will Bury You is a classic, Richard Buckner. We've played different versions of that. Sometimes it's a cappella, sometimes it's like a psychedelic song.
Reminds me a lot of that O Death style of singing.
It's Appalachian in Dark, which is how we got the Dark as a Dungeon, because there is a theme and a method to our madness. And then Dearest Forsaken there, Sam Beam, Iron and Wine. I don't know, you guys, hopefully you're liking this show. We haven't had a single call today, so I don't know if that must mean something. It must mean graduation, actually.
Oh, yeah, it's a ghost town right now.
You know, actually, let's change our plans here. Keep talking. Just make up something for
me. Oh, no, I could just talk about that new no yelling on the hill ordinance that they passed, because I live on the hill in Boulder, and I've heard yelling. Yeah, I've heard a lot of yelling over the years, and it's not so much that they yell, it's that they
don't
never yell anything interesting.
Don't burn that couch!
Yeah, and I got to say that in light of that law, I still heard a lot of yelling these last couple of nights with graduation.
I hope they were burning
couches.
You know,
sometimes legislating activity doesn't stop the activity. Can you believe it? It just blows my mind.
Oh, well, here's one. Track two is what we want there, pal. Right. This one's going out for all you graduates out there.
Very good. Enjoy.
Graduation's here. Graduation. Our trips to the ocean were so much fun. Remember the games we almost won. Graduation's here.
my senior year, and our one big sin was a senior skip when we were all turned in. But golly, mischief had to come, but now it's gotta go, 'cause graduation's here and we'll soon be on our own.
Myself to sleep over you. I'm wondering, dear, if you miss me too. My heart can't see why we should be apart. Sometimes I could forget you, it seems, but there you are again in my dreams. Then comes the dawn, I'll find you gone, sweetheart. Life was one sweet happiness, no worries, dear, no fears. Now I face a lonely room, my pillow soaked with tears. My darling, won't you please tell me where I'll hold you in my arms once again. Until you do, I'll cry myself to sleep over you.
To get a drink of gin, he went down to the landlord's house. The landlord wasn't in. He rapped, he rapped, he rapped, and he rapped. He rapped all night in vain. When all of a sudden, up on the window pane, up to the window he turned his head, and there a maid he spied. He could tell by the way that she would be his bride. Come on down, cried Peg Leg Jack, and sat on the porch with me. And down she came, and she sat on the porch as pretty as ever you've seen.
Oh.
They build them a coop,
kissed and they loved, hugged and squeezed and turtled up. They honeyed and sweeted and baby my pet, why they almost melted the concrete step. But then of a sudden here come her pappy, a driving the village hack, with a roar and a beller and hey young feller, he started for Peg Leg Jack. Well, Jack lit out with a yip and a shout, for life to him was sweet, and Jack's peg leg went up on the village street. Goodbye, my lover, the maiden cried, I hope you don't get killed. The old man grabbed his pistol out with powder and bullets filled. Jack bumped into a big fat lady, and he fell in a puddle to splash, and the old man's pistol went as down the road they dashed. Oh, they raced and they chased. They galloped and they crawled, they bawled and they hollered and they bawled. They tooted and they shocked and they hopped up and down, back and forth and round. Well, Jack clumb up into a tree, and he thought he'd saved his skin, but the woodpeckers pecked on his old peg leg and they drove him down again. He ran into the neighbor's barn, the old man followed him in. A mule got sore and wailed away, and he kicked him out again. Peg Leg Jackie run kersmack into the constabule, who joined the chase with the galvel man, the fat lady and the mule. They chased that sailor round and round, around the big haystack. The old man ran around the other way and he grabbed poor Sailor Jack. Oh, they wrestled and they tussled, their eyes got black. Jack hit her pappy and her pappy hit back. They teetered and they tumbled and they cussed and they swore. They barked their knuckles and the clothes they tore. The old mule cried and the fat lady screamed. The constable let out a yell. He took that old man by the collar and he locked him in a cell. Peg Leg Jackie hurried back, the maiden fair to wed, but found that she had gone and married a soldier boy instead. Oh, poor Jack cried. He bellered and he swore. He grabbed him a ship and he sailed from the shore. He sailed away as fast as sin, and that was the last that we heard of him.
Boy, that is just a whole darn saga committed to record right there.
You know, when Ted sent this one here, I was listening to this, I'm going, I know which track Loki's going to like the best.
And I like that an awful
and
lot.
And I figured you would on that.
It's a
That's
good novelty
cool.
song. And nice banjo picking. Let me guess, dare I venture? Roy Smick?
Oh, you read the notes.
Okay.
Right.
Well, it could only be him or Harry Reeser, really. Well, no, Harry never did that kind of countrified picking that Roy Smack did. Every kind of playing there was under the sun, so yeah, that's pretty remarkable stuff.
That was Peg Leg Jack, Smiley Burnett, coming off of the new Ted disc. And tell you nice. One thing that's cool about this one is that's 1931, so for you guys that feel like we're not playing enough old stuff, that counts double.
See, I consider that fairly newfangled. My favorite stuff comes from about 1927. By the way, the good Doc Martin called in to weigh in his opinion on some of that sad bastard music you like to play.
Yeah, you know.
He's not feeling it. Well, and Jay's not feeling it either. Our web wizard, Jay, likes to rock.
You have to be a sad bastard in order to appreciate sad bastard.
There you
music.
Have it. Well, hopefully some sad bastards are listening today.
There's a bunch of them out there.
We
I see them
play,
driving.
We did
know.
Play a really. I like sad bastard music, but I like what I consider schmaltzy sad music, like that I cried myself to sleep over you that was in that last set. Now that, to me, it's beautiful, it's melodic, it's heartbreaking, but you want to whistle along to it at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, it's only a radio show. Don't take it so serious, Bill. We got one here. The doctor, he gave me the Sarge record volumes, like 9 through 1,000, and I kind of waded through this stuff and found some gems, and it's a real treat to read this stuff. Sarge was a real small label in Texas, and they kind of did custom stuff that people were hunting out all these 45s and 78s, and here's a guy that I like this stuff a lot, pretty up-tempo, is Al Urban, and the one we're going to do here is, talking about a radio show, going to be better times.
Very
right,
good.
So 1958 is the year, you guys.
On Route 78 West, Radio 1190.
Well, I don't remember too much of that night. No, I don't remember too much of that night. But I do know somebody's dog bite. But I don't worry, don't worry my mind. Cause I know there's a gonna be better times. Mm-hmm.
I must have come in through the window, oh, the door's still locked. But I don't worry, don't worry my mind, cause I know there's a gonna be better time. Tennessee bound, I crossed Big Texas, yeah, Tennessee bound. Spent all of my money, can't get out of town. But I don't worry, don't worry my mind, cause I know there's a gonna be better time. Cause I know there's a gonna be
a string I fear, but sin wouldn't touch them if Mama was here.
Thank you.
Kind of rowdy, sort of weird, definitely with a lot of reverb. It must be from the Sarge Records anthology.
Oh, that it is. It's kind of an identifying sound. And Jay goes, is this rockabilly? I go, yeah, it is, sort of. But it's a Coy Wilcox there doing Bird's Nest on the Ground. And a Bird's Nest on the Ground is an old, you know, I'm old enough to know this stuff. It's a phrase of in Tennessee and Kentucky and stuff. If you find a bird's nest on the ground, you're going to have good luck. So he's saying, see you later, baby. I found me a bird's nest on the ground. I'm going to have good luck. I'm going to meet a new gal. It's going to be fine.
It's just going to be all right then.
See the stuff you learn here?
Sounds like he's singing at the bottom of a well, too.
Oh, I like that cavernous reverb. That is cool.
Is that one that the good Doc Martin kicked us our way?
Oh, that was coming off that Sarge, it's a Sarge Records Bear Family Box set, a collection of all kinds of 45s and 78s from the Scourges and Scourges of Texas.
Speaking of 45s, You ever played a 33 and a third at 45? No, yeah, me neither. I've never done that.
Yeah, somebody's got to watch where they put their arm.
You know, done that.
You know, the thing here on Route 78 West,
some DJs do that. Sometimes you hear it, even on professional radio, but I've never done that.
We're not ashamed to admit that we're incompetent fools, and actually the music
speak
is more...
Speak for yourself.
Well, yeah. Well, you're the one that did it, but...
It wasn't me. I said it wasn't
It was your arm, I know. But the deal is it was worth just rewinding it and getting it working, because we want you to hear the whole thing.
It was worth doing it right.
All right. And before that, we had one of the 78s from my pal Eric's... Piles and Piles of 78s. It was Bar X Cowboys on Bluebird, 1930 or 31, and that's an awesome jamming on the steel guitar was that track, and a pretty rare 78 from what I understand. And then had one there, it was sort of a one of those maudlin Mother's Day ones, Jimmy Heap doing If Mama Was Here, and then started off that set with another Sarge Records classic, Al Urban doing Gonna Be Better Times. And see, better times already here.
Hey, we found that bird's nest on the ground.
What are we going to do next?
I was thinking that we could probably follow up that Sarge record with some sort of a clinker or something outside of the expected box of Route 78 West. Well, actually, people expect anything to be inside the Route 78 West box at this point.
I'm trying to think of what we haven't played. We haven't played much soul music. But
you said you had something from the Ted disc that you qualified as a clinker, but you think somehow I might like.
This is one of these things. We used to do a country clinker here on Route 78 West where we would actually come up with something we knew was really toxic and bad, and we'd play it, and we kind of giggle or something, and some people would say, that's not so bad. And I have a feeling this is going to be one of these, going to split it down the middle. The track we're going to play here is yet another version of Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Okay, there's lots of, we've played metal versions of it, reggae versions of it. How could it get any weirder than that?
You've never heard a scat version. Here's Scatman Crothers from 1956, Ghost Riders in the Sky. And this one I'm not so sure about, but I suspect you're going to like it.
I'm shivering with anticipation.
Yikes.
Let's hop into it right now.
Thanks a lot, Ted.
Ghost riders in the firmament. Bookity bookity book book. Bookity bookity book book. An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. And all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, plowing through the ragged sky and up a cloudy draw. Yippee-yay-yay!
Yippee-yay-yay!
Oh, yippee-yay-yo!
Yippee-yay-yo!
Ghost riders in the sky. Their brands were still on fire, and their hoofs were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. Bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he heard the riders are coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yay-yay!
Yippee-yay-yay!
Oh, yippee-yay-yo! Ghost riders in the sky. Oh, they are riding in the sky. Oh, but I don't know why. Now the riders loped on by him, and he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, riding on the range, then cowboy, change to your ways of today, or with us you're gonna ride. Trying to catch that devil's herd across those in the skies. Yippee-yay-yay!
Yippee-yay-yay!
Oh, yippee-yay-yo!
Yippee-yay-yo!
Ghost rider in the sky.
Thank you.
Wow, that was like the coolest and grooviest set we've ever done here on Route 78 West. Oh, man, Daddy-O, can you dig it?
That was pretty cool, actually. It's 1964 was the year. That's another one of these Australian bands, Jay Walker, and it was the Fabulous Blue Jays. And, you know, it's for our webmaster, whose name is Jay.
Ah, thanks, Jay, for all your hard work. We do appreciate everything.
I don't know. You got some information on Scatman Crothers.
Well, as soon as you threw that on, I was like, okay, I can totally picture, like, Disney animating some Baloo-like character to this, but I couldn't quite place it, so I did a Google. I love using brand new words. Google is officially a verb in the English language.
And everybody, hold on, I could tell you this one. Uh-huh. Everything on Google always has holiday stuff. And today I noticed there was a rose.
There's a little rose
for Mother's Day. Well, so I called my mom and I said, there's a rose for you on Google.
So I did a Google, right? And, you know, I remember when I used to have a brain. Googling is so much easier than having a memory. But anyways, I looked it up. Apparently, Scatman Crothers was the voice of Hong Kong Phooey, if you remember that program. That's probably a little after your time, Jeff. But he was also the voice of Scat Cat from the Aristocats. So definitely a serious heavyweight here on Route 78 West. I was enjoying that. And you're right, it was a clunker, but I thought it was fun. So
Ooh, you know what we ought to do? We ought to bring up this background music. This is hopping.
Why don't we just let that roll for a while?
Yeah, bring it up, and then we'll get into... I got some Buck queued up. So.
Okay, a little Buck on the way here on Route 78 West.
But I've got a hobby too, bringing home a souvenir, trinkets old and new, feathers from a rooster fight, a whistle from a fair. I always get a souvenir to prove that I was there. Well, I've got a piece of silky thread from Bashful Mary's gown, a nugget from a stream of gold, and a red nose from a clown. A shoe from a rodeo, a claw from a bear. Will I always get a souvenir to prove that I was there? I always get a souvenir everywhere I go. Well, I've got some little something from every girl I know. A pair of fuzzy bobby socks, a lock of curly hair. I always get a souvenir to prove that I was there. Well, I took a burned-out piston from a winning racer car. Well, I've even got a G-string from Gene Shepherd's guitar. I've collected everything from soap to silverware. I always get a souvenir to prove that I was there. Well, now I'm not bragging when I say with women I have dealt. Well, you can tell I've been there by the notches on my belt. Yes, I've collected different things from every love affair. I always get a souvenir to prove that I was there. I've got a fine collection, but you're my pride and joy. You're the one I like the best, you make me happy, boy. To trade you for a million things, hon, I wouldn't dare. Cause you and me are gonna get me another souvenir.
Oh, you gotta give it to Buck, man. That guy has got away with words. What a just a true romantic, huh? Talking about souvenirs from all the, that's almost as bad as Older and Bolder. That may be one to just, yeah.
I like it. It's straightforward. It, '63, you could say
creepy,
that kind of stuff.
Though. Well, I mean, it's kind of creepy. He's got a G-string. He's got, but it's from a guitar, so that's okay. But I'll tell you, Buck, if you don't watch it with those ladies, some of those souvenirs you might be bringing home might be spelled VD. All right, so watch yourself.
They didn't have that in the
'60s. Oh yeah, right.
Oh, come on. Uh-huh.
That's right.
How are we supposed to play a song about mama after that? Come on.
I think we got to change gears big time. Thanks for that one there, Buck. And let's change gears and get into a
here's
familiar
Lefty
mood
Frizzell,
with Lefty.
Yeah, going mama.
Yeah, we love Lefty Frizzell. He's just the king of the honky-tonkers, and this is a honky-tonk program. You listen to Route 78 West on Radio 1190.
Well, down on the corner, talking to the boys, talking about Christmas and Christmas toys. Somebody pulled a bottle and pulled out the cork. I woke up at home, it'd been a long time dark, hollering, Mama, come here to me, Mama. Hear what I said, Mama. Come here to me and put a cold, cold towel on my big, long head. I went back to the corner to see what I'd done. Everybody said I'd had a lot of fun. I don't remember, cause I don't know. They said the last time they saw me, I was heading for the door, hollering, Mama, come here to me, Mama. Hear what I said, Mama, come here to me and put a cold, cold towel on my big, long head. Dancing and a prancing and a roadside inn. The joint started jumping and the fun began. A skipping and a hopping all over the place till the floor flew up and hit me in the face. I hollered, Mama, come here to me, Mama. Hear what I said, Mama. Come here to me and put a cold, cold towel on this poor boy's head. Patch, feeling mighty fine, slipping in a watermelon one at a time. Somebody hollered, halt, I froze in my tracks. I got a full load of birdshot in the bottom of my back. I hollered, Mama, come here to me, Mama. Hear what I said, Mama, come here to me and put a cold, cold towel on my big, long head.
I've got a lot of things that are in my head because of the new record. I'd like to do a couple of songs off the new record.
Sounds fine to me.
I wrote this with Billy Yates, who's the guy that wrote I Don't Need Your Rocking Chair and Choices for George Jones. Great songwriter. First off, if we have anybody out there from Texas, any males from Texas, I would like to apologize in advance for this song. I don't know what came over me. Well, I like them tall and I like them pretty. I like them smart, I like them silly. Blondes, brunettes, redheads galore. Ain't never met a woman that I don't adore. Testosterone, testosterone. A bit too much of that Y chromosome. The doctor said I could blame it on my genes. Testosterone, testosterone. Don't know what Wranglers have to do with my hormones. I'm a good old boy from San Antonio, and I don't know nothing about testosterone. Well, my mama said, boy, you're just like your dad. I said, hey, that's good. She said, that's bad. He was dumb as a rock with an eye for the ladies. Wasn't good for nothing except making babies. Well, testosterone, a bit too much of that Y chromosome. The doctor said I could blame it on my genes. Testosterone, don't know what Wranglers have to do with my hormones. I'm a good old boy from San Antone, and I don't know a thing about testosterone. Well, I needed some things, so I went to the store. The sales lady said, check your package at the door. She said, we don't allow stealing and nothing is free. But if that's a pickle in your pocket, hoss, you're coming with me. Testosterone, a bit too much of that Y chromosome. The doctor said I could blame it on my genes. Testosterone, don't know what Wranglers have to do with my hormones. I'm a good old boy from San Antone, and I don't know a thing about testosterone. Just a good old boy from San Antone, and I don't know a thing about testosterone.
I don't think I have another thing
Dallas,
to add to
man,
that one.
I didn't know you were such a joker.
All right, the Milkman there. He had Dallas Wayne on the air about a year ago, and Dallas that record Wayne is still not out.
Where is that, man? We love it. He's just my favorite baritone on the scene right now.
All right, well, it's good stuff. We got to go. Bob's all queuing up some cool
is it that
stuff.
Time?
He's bringing them psychedelic records in.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
He's got something that looks like some guys. It's like hot pink and yellow, and they're all looking like they're trying to be the Beatles, and I just looked at it and shook my head, and he said, they're from Uruguay.
All right.
That's supposed to mean something. I don't know. You have to listen to Bob's Music Machine because Bob will transport you to dimensions of music appreciation you never thought possible.
We'll be back next week. I'm sure that's very exciting for
we'll
all of you.
We'll be here, 5 to 7 for more Route 78 West. And
I got a short little number here queued up. This guy actually played a lot with Bob Wills, and he did some other things early on, but Johnny Bond did some stuff at home as well. And I got one here, What Will I Tell Old Paint? And this is sad bastard music for you cowboys out there. We'll see you next week.
Days of the roundup are over, nights on the rangeland are gone. I must be leaving for cities and lights, back to the place I belong. I'll say so long to my buddies, they'll understand but one came. How can I tell him I'm leaving? What will I tell old Paint? So long, old pal. You've been loyal and true. So long, old pal. There'll never be another like you. We've been good pals on the prairie. He's been so faithful and true. Now when I tell him we're parting at last, you know he'll want to go too. Yonder he stands in the moonlight. He looks on me as a saint. How can I tell him I'm leaving? What will I tell old Paint? So long, old pal. You've been loyal and true. So long, old pal. There'll never be another like you.